Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Well, today I am here with, not that I'm allowed to have favorites, because I'm not, but one of my favorite
parts. Yes, you are.
I am, okay. Favorite parts of Whitmer High School, and, you know, being the principal here for 8 years, this was just near and dear to my heart. But I have Whitmer Marching Band representatives here, so I'll let you, Mr. Rhodes, can you introduce yourself, and then we'll go around the table.
Mr. Justin Rhodes, band director.
And how long have you been the band director?
I've been teaching here for 25 years.
Okay. And then off the, not on air, but sitting here just in to your support, is who?
Is Miss Kylie Maroon. She has been with us for how long? 20 years. Yes. And a good friend.
Yes. Well, thank you both for being here. And then we have a couple of band students. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Sophia Velker. I'm one of the drum majors for the Whitmer Band.
I'm Noah Reardon, and I'm another drum major for the band.
Good. Well, we just, you know, had the snake dance last night. Well, actually, this will be on Monday. I just told you that. But we had snake dance, so it made me think about the band and this season and homecoming and all the things that happen with our band. So let's talk a little bit about, maybe Mr. Rhodes, what types of things? I mean, we see the band on a Friday night. That's when most of the community sees our band. But talk about some of the other things that your band does that maybe the community doesn't even realize.
Well, actually, it's kind of outside the marching band realm. We're very visible during the football season and basketball, as well as parades. But once we're not doing that, we do something called concert band, and they are sit-down bands where we prepare music over usually 2 to 3 months and give a concert. We do one in December for the holidays. We do one in March, and then we do one in spring. And the most, I guess, the most visible part of that is at graduation, when you see the concert band play at graduation.
Yeah, and the band really is year-round. I don't know if everybody realizes that. And in fact, it starts, I'll let you two talk, starts in the summer. Talk about what your summer looks like.
Actually, we start during July. We start with a startup meeting, we meet with the freshmen, and then we have band camp. During mid-July, we learn marching fundamentals and all the marching band music. I believe they start in eighth grade, though, on the marching band music, right?
Yeah, I just passed it out this week, and the eighth graders are learning it.
And you call it band camp, and it sounds like it's a whole lot of fun and activities, mm-hmm. and maybe it is, but I also know it's a lot of work. Can you share a little bit, Noah, about what happens in band camp?
I guess from the drum major side of things, we got to put together a spirit day, get it approved by them, and all that, or a spirit week, mm-hmm. and so that's pretty cool. Also, just making sure everybody either learns or is refreshed on all the marching fundamentals.
And what time are you guys usually here practicing during band camp?
8 to 3.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to get to. Long days. Like a week or two, and then it goes down like 8 to 2, right? Yeah. Or is it 9 to 3?
8 to 3 for most of it, and then 8 to 2 for the last week. But yeah, it's a full day in the sun.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And I think sometimes we think that, you know, you just show up and appear and play for the, march on the field, but it really takes a lot to get you guys ready for that. So you guys do an amazing job. What is your favorite part about being in the band?
Honestly, my favorite part about being in the band is the community. I feel like during marching band, everyone just has so much fun. It's a very positive environment.
Yes. Noah, do you have a favorite?
That's a tough one. Probably playing in the stands is very fun. It's probably the most fun that I have, just like getting to watch the game, play a little bit, watch the game, play a little bit.
Gotcha. I don't think I asked you. What do you, Sophia, what do you play?
I play the clarinet.
Okay. And Noah?
I play the trombone.
Okay, great. So I should have probably started with that. What is one of the most difficult parts about being in the band? We see the fun part and the part that looks great, and we see you out there with the energy and smiling, laughing, but it's, like you said, during camp, it's not always easy. So what's a difficult part?
I would say keeping the energy when you're tired. I mean, being outside in the heat, after a while, it can wear you down, right? But it's important that we keep the hype for the football team and the student section and everyone.
I love that answer.
I probably have to agree. And it honestly probably gets the hardest during band camp, because that's before we get to like perform anywhere. So you have all this work, but you don't really have like anything to show for it for like the first like month or so. So it's just like the endurance aspect.
And then when you perform at halftime, you don't play the same, you don't perform the same routine and the same music every halftime, do you? Every week?
Not
Talk
usually.
To me a little bit. What does that look like? How often any of you, how does that change and how often do you practice a new routine?
We try, if we can, to put a new show every home game. Mm-hmm. So the shows when we go on the way will be shows that we have learned. But for our home crowd, if we can, we try to learn something new and fresh. So it keeps the crowd entertained and us entertained as well.
Good. Do you have any trips this year? I know the band a lot of times will have a trip or have had trips. Maybe talk about some of the past trips and if you have any future trips.
This school year, we are going down to Orlando. We will be marching at Disney World. We actually have the date. It is April 3rd. We don't have the park where we'll be marching at or the time.
Okay.
But that's this coming April over spring break. We will leave the Wednesday before spring break, and we'll travel down by bus and be there for 5 days and come back.
And have you two have not done this before, right?
No.
Okay. Where have they, like this group going through, have they had performances at any other places?
Yeah. On the off years, we try to do something special. And 2 years ago, we did a parade at Cedar Point. And also on off years with the concert bands, we will take the bands to all the elementary schools and do a tour that way and perform for them. And then we have like a midday break at the mall where they get to relax and eat and some people even like to shop.
That's, I did think good exposure and doing the trips. You talked about the community and the band community and the hype, and these things are probably what keep you going too, some of the fun. And the trip to Disney will be amazing. Although I do, when was the last time our band went to Disney?
It was spring of 22.
And we don't talk about the bus that broke down, right?
No.
Okay, we don't talk about that. So, sorry, I know it's giving Miss Maroon some heart palpitations there, but I will remember as the principal of high school the bus that broke down. But we all made it back safely, and I even think you had fun in the rest stop waiting for the, you know.
Yeah, particularly your son, Brody. He had his Star Wars helmet on as he was doing Chromebook work for school.
I wasn't going to bring up that part, but thank you for reminding me. I do think
sorry,
I have a photo.
Brody.
So I just, again, you mentioned a personal attachment. I had a daughter that was on the dance team, and I think people don't think about it. The dance team is also part of the band. Can you speak to how that works during the school day? And
yes. Yeah, so actually, it's kind of two separate entities. The dance team is more of a club that performs at competitions and basketball games. The dancers that most of them are part of that are in the class called auxiliary band, and they are in the class with the rest of the band students, and we consider them part of the band, and they earn a credit towards it. They're rehearsing with us every day during that class period.
And I don't think everyone knows that. When you see the dance team, you don't realize they are part of the band, and they do a lot of practicing and the time that they put in to be on there. So I appreciate you sharing that. But I did have a daughter involved in that and then a son in the band. So again, I'm just very fond of the band. Being the high school principal for years, I would come in August or the summer, and I would hear the drums, you know, on the field, and I knew, like, it's time for school. And that was just really kind of the welcome back music, and I love that every year, so we do appreciate the band. What else do you want to share? Do you have anything else that you'd like to share about the work that you do or your students do or anything about the band that you think our community and families would like to know?
It really is a commitment. Most of them start in sixth grade, maybe seventh grade, and they stay with us all the way through the graduation, and it is kind of a continuous learning. It's actually one of the most rewarding things for us, and I know this question is going to come later, what's my favorite thing, and this is my favorite thing. I look at these guys. Sophia was at Shoreland with me as a sixth grader, and now she's a senior, and it's just amazing how far she's come. And Noah I met in seventh grade. He came from Meadowvale, right?
Yeah.
And Miss Maroon had him at Meadowvale. And again, it's just so rewarding to remember their first time they put their instruments together, played Hot Cross Buns, and then they're playing now in such an advanced way, and marching and giving concerts. It really is a rewarding thing.
That's anything else you would like to share about your time in the band, or you want people to know about the Whitmer Band?
That one makes me think.
You said you're a drum major.
Yes.
Can you explain what that is?
Drum majors conduct, and we assist the directors with tasks.
So you're out in front, you're conducting, you're doing some of those pieces during halftime or other events that come up.
Yes, and we usually start before July at a drum major camp. They try to send us all to the same one. Me, Noah, and Joanna, that's our third. We all went to Akron for a drum major camp.
So you have extra work that you have to put in, an extra camp to be a drum major, because there is more that you need to know. Good. Mm-hmm. Noah, you're also a drum major?
Yep.
Anything you want to add about being a drum major?
I guess the extra work also comes with some of the extra, I guess, fun bits. Like the run that you see the one drum major do before, or I guess during pregame, it's called a goose run. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun to do, even if it is a little bit
taxing.
Yeah. Especially rehearsing it four times.
Well, it looks like you guys do it flawlessly, like it's easy. I'm certain it's not, but you make it look easy.
No, it isn't. And I know sometimes when that sun is shining and we're on our millionth rep and they're like, can we just sit down and have some water, please? But it is worth it in the end. And that brings me to one other thing I don't think the community always realizes. We get asked to perform at a lot of places, and a lot of times we have to say no, because it's not we can just pick up the band and go do something. We usually have to do, there's a lot of preparation in anything we do, and we don't want to ever not look our best and just go, yeah, we'll show up and not look how we did should look because we didn't practice it. So I know there has been disappointed moments for areas in the community that we just couldn't come there, but it doesn't just magically happen. There's always prep for that.
No, that's good information. And I do know that, you know, you run a tight ship with the band, and I appreciate that. I mean, that you spend a lot of time preparing, you have high expectations, and I think it makes, you know, you good students and probably makes you better, more prepared for your next steps in life. But I do think, you know, we have a great band. We always look good, we always sound good, and I know that's, you know, most in part to all of you. So what are your plans after high school, guys?
I want to go to college. I'm thinking UT or BGSU. I want to major in business.
Okay. Well, do you think you'll continue in the band? Is that a possibility?
Yes, I do want to continue music. Okay.
Go Falcons.
Come on, Rockets. I can't.
Miss Maroon and I are both Falcons.
I know. But I am a Rocket. And my son, who we mentioned, is also marching at UT in the band. So I love that you're continuing that. And I love still watching my son march.
I have other friends in UT that were previous Whitmer band members.
There's quite a few. Yeah. We have a few there. And it's just fun to see. Noah?
I also plan on going to college, potentially down at Ohio State, and if I can get down there, I'll probably major in some form of engineering, but I'm unsure which field specifically yet. But I do hope to continue in band down there if
I can. I'd love to hear
that. It'll be a tall task.
No, and you're right, but you don't want to put your instrument down and never play it again. So I'd love to hear that after high school you still plan to, you know, do something musically. So, okay, my last question on the podcast, Mr. Rose, you already answered it. Well, what is your favorite thing about Washington Local? I don't know how long you two have been in the district, but can you tell me one of your favorite things since you've started here in Washington Local Schools?
I really do like the events, like the snake dance. It's really fun. Everyone, students and teachers and faculty, all come together to kind of celebrate the bond we kind of share as a district.
I couldn't agree more, Sophia.
I have to agree, but I also like to specify specifically like game days, because it's just like, the whole day just feels like an event, because it's like we have a pep rally or when we march the halls or and whatnot. It's always
there's a certain energy for it.
There is. Mm-hmm. Marching the halls, I'm glad you brought that up. That was always, it was something so simple. It seems so simple, you march the halls, but like that whole, you can hear you throughout the building, and it really just brings the energy, and I do love seeing that. I miss that not being here at the high school. So keep up the amazing work. We love that what you're doing, and obviously we appreciate all of you. So anything else? I know you answered earlier your favorite thing about Washington Local. You want to add?
I will say we have great support from the staff, the administration, and it is unusual that the student body gives us support as well. You can go to a lot of high schools, mm-hmm. and they do not cheer for the band when they march by, and they do hear, and that's not by accident. That's something that we have worked on to make sure we are connecting with the community and the team, and just one Washington Local family, if you will, quote unquote. So I'm glad that we have that environment here.
I agree. Thank you very much, and you know, we look forward to continuing to see you on the field.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!
Good morning!